Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. We're back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on blogtalkradio.com/course mastery. And of course, we are vested in understanding, learning, and growing through A Course in Miracles. Today, we're going to be discussing Lesson 252, and my beautiful wife, Reverend A, is here with us. So let's join together for a moment of silence as we come together. Let's take a good deep breath. The Son of God is my identity. Myself is holy beyond all the thoughts of holiness of which I now conceive. Its shimmering and perfect purity is far more brilliant than is any light that I have ever looked upon. Its love is limitless, with an intensity that holds all things within it in the calm of quiet certainty. Its strength comes not from burning impulses which move the world, but from the boundless love of God Himself. How far beyond this world myself must be, and yet how near to me and close to God.
God, you know my true identity. Reveal it to me. Reveal it now to me, who am your child, that I may waken to the truth in you and know that heaven is restored to me. Child of God is my identity.
And so it is. Again, let's join together for a moment of silence. Some might call this arrogance for us to admit, to claim our inheritance. But it is actually very humbling to recognize that you are one with the source of all that is, that you are its creation, that you are its expression and extension in field and form in this world we've created out of whole cloth, literally, out of nothing but our imagination, playing a silly game of separation called a tiny mad idea. We touched on it yesterday. And a foundation that's established that we did something wrong. And of course, that's impossible. We cannot change what God has created. It's eternal. It exists forever and ever. Amen. It is you. It is I. It is we. We are the children. The capital I, identity, of a child of God is exactly what we are. And when we let that be, we get our identity back. The tough part about A Course in Miracles is to begin to believe in your very magnificence, your very holiness. It's far beyond, as he tells us in this lesson, what our small mind can even imagine of us. And that we are the light itself, bringing the light to the world as we begin to join in union and relationship with this higher self, this Holy Spirit, nothing more than our right mind. A light that is far beyond what the human eyes have ever been able to see. That is you, that is me, that is our inheritance, that is our gift to the world. And we are here to give it. And we only need to require of ourselves a willingness to set the thinking self aside, to quit imagining, pretending, hoping of what we might be, but simply to allow that voice, that gentle voice, our true self, to be joined with us so that we might know the truth of who and what we are. The Son of God, the daughter of God, the child of God is exactly what we are. And the only way to truly know it is to begin to be it in form and field. Today's the day.
I've always believed that all of our suffering is the result of an identity crisis. We don't know who we are. We don't know what we are. We don't know what our purpose is. We don't know how we serve. And everything begins with this idea of a true identity that is revealed and restored and awakened within us. This is the cornerstone, the lineage, the heritage, the, you know, who's my mommy and daddy, you know, it's where do we come from? And many of our stories are focused upon, you know, finding our identity. And you know what? The world is going to tell you who you are. And there's, we have been mired in conditioned thinking to tell us what a good human being is, what a good boy and a good girl is. And that, you know, we've had a lifetime of conditioning. And where has it gotten us, most of us, you know, still feeling unsafe, still feeling lost. And, still in fear. And so no matter how quote unquote good we are, according to the conditioned thinking of what the expectations of the world are to be in good alignment with society, with culture, and with this conditioned thinking. So here we are being asked repeatedly to sit with the beginning. And the beginning is God. And the beginning is, this is our identity, that God and I are one. And when you have that back, when that is restored to our awareness and to our consciousness, everything proceeds from there. And it proceeds in a different way. It proceeds with from safety, from fearlessness, and from the assuredness that all is well, that this aspect of us cannot be hurt, touched, harmed in any way, that all is truly well, and that we step into a limitlessness and an intensity that holds all things within. So it's intensity, but it's also held within the calm of quiet certainty. And its strength comes from the boundless love of God. Nearer than our breathing, nearer than our hands and feet, it is beyond body, beyond comprehension of the body-mind. And when we relax into this divine identity, everything changes. Every time I'm afraid, every time I'm uncomfortable, every time I'm lost like the prodigal son, all I need but do is turn to God, turn to Spirit. And in that instant, without questioning where I've been or what I've been doing, in that instant, I am restored. I'm grateful for this opportunity to share these thoughts with you, to share this lesson with you. I'm grateful for this holy instant of remembering that the Son of God, the child of God, the daughter of God, this is my identity and nothing else. That God knows my true identity, that I declare and demand that it be revealed to me now that I may awaken to the truth and know heaven is restored to me, that God and I are one, that I am spirit, that I am unlimited and free, and it is done as I decree. And so to make a demand, to make a declaration, to request emphatically to have what is already given is okay. That it is done as I decree, as I declare, as I claim. This is my identity, and I claim it now.
Father, you know my true identity. Reveal it now to me, who am your child, that I may awaken to the truth in you and know that heaven is restored. And so it is. We thank you for joining us today. Stay the course. We will return. God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love.